You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
Show. This is Sister Lovina Frances Pamet.
I'm Sister Mary Kay Brooks.
And you are here, and we are with you. We are taping this actually ahead of time for the November 1st show because Sister Mary Kay and I will be at the National Religious Vocation Conference from November 1st through November 5th. And why are we going to be there at NRVC, Sister Mary Kay?
Well, first of all, we're going to be there in Buffalo, New York in November. We might get snowed in.
I hope not.
I hope not as well, but it's a possibility. But the vocation directors and those of us who work with young men and women in discernment gather once every 2 years for some opportunities for update, for fellowship, and for some other interactions with each other to share what activities we're up to and what we're doing and what's working and who are the young people that we are meeting with and walking with in their discernment.
And there were two programs that we did, part one and part two. Our guest was Sister Debbie Borneman, and she is the executive director for coordinator for members for NRVC. And with her leadership, really, there are more members now and those who are working in vocation ministry than ever. We actually hit more than 1,000 members nationally. And Chicago is the home of the NRVC office right now. And so we're very lucky in the Archdiocese of Chicago to have that resource, including some of our COMA members who are either a board member or a past board member, like Adam McDonald. This part of CAVA, and Sister Michelle Fisher, who is in the Des Plaines, the Sisters of the Holy Family of Nazareth, is part of that board as well. And also, Sister Mary Kay, the one event that I think you might want to expound on this a little bit more that's connected to Synod 2018 for young people is November 3rd, a Saturday. Because, and I know you were talking to Father Adam, who's a new NRVC board member and part of CAVA here in Chicago, about this NRVC afternoon of dialogue. They call it You Talk, We'll Listen.
It's really an exciting opportunity for us as vocation directors and other men and women religious who work with folks in discernment. We are going to a local college in the Buffalo, New York area.
It's Canisius College.
Canisius College. We are being bused to the college to have an opportunity to listen to the students and to hear from them. What are their concerns? What are they hopeful for? What is it that they are looking for and searching for in their lives? And we will listen. And the important piece that's different, we've had these conversations in multiple locations and multiple avenues, but it usually was bringing young people into our environment. We are going to their environment. It is on their turf. And we are hoping that that does signal dialogue and collaboration that we really want to work for in the future.
Right. And as you mentioned earlier, we were also talking about this, that really we are trying to model what it is mm-hmm. that the young people are asking for, mm-hmm. which is to be listened to mm-hmm. and then to have their voice as well. And actually, in practice, for our congregations, historically, one of the things that we have tried to model is listening to our novices, and the novices and candidates are the new entrance to communities, is the importance of shared wisdom, that everybody has a voice. And in the circle, when you are at the table, you listen to everybody, and it's a dialogue.
And everybody has wisdom, no matter what your age.
That's correct.
I have met some phenomenal 22-year-olds that are very wise and have interacted with some 80-year-olds that you're going, maybe, maybe not. Age is not the issue of wisdom.
That's right.
Or the
and
indicator.
Especially, I think it gives them as well the confidence that, wow, you are really serious. You're taking me seriously mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. they do have that knowledge as well.
Yes.
And at the same time, it opens up the avenue for then they would be more open to also listening to our experience as older people.
It's all about how do you take your, for me, how do you take your the experiences that you've had in your life and take the time to reflect on them, to take the time to say in prayer, God, what am I supposed to learn from this experience? And to actually listen in prayer. What can I learn from all the things that have happened to me in my life? So it's not so much I'm wise because I'm older. I'm wise because I've taken the time to reflect and to look at and piece together where God is allowing me and moving me and wants me to be, and allowing God to do that.
That's right. So this actually is this Saturday event, November 3rd, is at 2 p.m. Central, 3 mm-hmm. p.m. Eastern. It's going to be live streamed. And mm-hmm. so we invite everyone, and please spread the word, go to nrvc.net to find out more about this live stream event. It will be live stream, and you can watch through nrvc.net. The actual link will be there as of Saturday. Before 2 p.m., they should be setting that up. Right now, it won't be there, but if you go to nrvc.net, the link will be there and available for you.
And the title again is?
You Talk, We'll Listen, and nrvc.net. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, too, I think that's important is because it's in Buffalo, New York, mm-hmm. and we're gathering over there. On November the 5th is actually a time for some of those who have signed up. I will be there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you are, Sister Mary Kay, but we're going to go to Niagara Falls. I'm so excited.
No, I didn't sign up for that. I've been to Niagara Falls on the Canadian side. It's beautiful.
That's where we're going.
Absolutely beautiful. It's breathtaking.
And yeah.
Can only imagine what it's going to be like when it's cold.
So my point was not just to brag that we're going to go there, because it's like one of the bucket list check, you know. Mm-hmm. So please help pray for good weather mm-hmm. and not
yes.
snowy day or anything like that.
Blizzards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. We need good weather to get in and good weather to get out.
That's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. So November 1st, All Saints, Feast of All Saints, mm-hmm. and we're going to be talking a little bit more, because there is this program that your community, Sister Mary Kay, is holding in St. Louis. Is that correct?
It's a retreat for the freshman girls at Notre Dame High School, which is our high school in St. Louis, and we're doing their retreat. And so I want to talk about the activity that we have lined up for the women saints who have dared to love throughout history.
Right. And I think it's going to be a good and very apt mm-hmm. topic for us to talk about mm-hmm. for All Saints. And with that in mind, why don't we take a break, and then we'll go right to that story.
Great.
And who am I? What are you calling me to be? When I listen to my heart, I can hear you whisper, asking me lovingly to come and follow you. Here I am. Did I hear you call my name? Here ready to begin. Here I am, I come to follow you.
Have you checked out Chicago Catholic lately? Either in print or online, Chicago Catholic has informative and stimulating content, including news from the Archdiocese, beautiful photographs, and a thoughtful column by our publisher, Cardinal Blaise Supich. Editor Joyce DeRiga tells us about our current edition of Chicago Catholic.
There are more students in Catholic schools thanks to the generosity of tax credit scholarships. Abuse victims discuss how the current crisis is affecting them. Local Catholics celebrate the canonization of Salvadorian Archbishop Oscar Romero, and Bishop Hicks speaks with youth about what's going on at the Synod in Rome.
Subscribe now. Go to ChicagoCatholic.com or call 312-534-7777. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Chicago Catholic, a fresh approach to Catholic news.
You don't know me. I was a nobody struggling on the Chicago streets, stopping in occasionally to get a meal at Catholic Charities. Now I'm an addiction counselor at Catholic Charities. They changed my life. I know the power of having someone believe in you. I'm grateful to be a part of Chicago's Good Samaritan offering hope for over 100 years. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
Welcome back to Dare to Love. Dare to Love, by the way, if you're just tuning in, is a program that cultivates vocation awareness in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And this is Sister Lovina, your host and co-host.
Sister Mary Kay Brooks.
And we have been talking about so far about the event in Buffalo, New York, which we're hoping will not be snowed in, from November 1st to November 5th, with November 5th hopefully being an enjoyable day for some of the members going into Niagara Falls. And what we have been trying to plug in is that event on Saturday, You Talk, We'll Listen, which is an event of like in person in Canisius College in Buffalo, as a dialogue between vocation ministers and directors, as well as the young people from that area. Mm-hmm. And then the live streaming would also include all others who are joining in from across the nation, or probably even outside of the nation, because NRVC, which is the National Religious Vocation Conference, really has members in Canada and in Europe as well. And I think we're also exploring maybe outside of that. So I think in Mexico we have that now, as well as being explored as part of the dialogue.
It's a great resource for those of us that are vocation directors and working with young men and women who are discerning what's God calling them in their life. So they do a great service to us.
Mm-hmm. So now, Sister Mary Kay, tell us all about, I'm very excited to hear about this retreat that you're holding.
Because November 1st is All Saints Day, and it's a great opportunity for us to remember those saints that are typically have the name saint in front of them, but also other holy men and women who have dared to love and followed God's call. As a vocation director, we often get asked to help with retreats in high schools. And so we're working on a freshman retreat in St. Louis at Notre Dame High School. And we are talking about daring to love. And who are the women, historically, biblically, or even today, who may not have the name saint in front of them, or they do have the name saint in front of them, but they have been a great witness to how to respond to God's call to love and how to love others in their lives. And so the activity for the freshman girls is they're each assigned a small group. They get one of these names. They have a short biography of these women. And then they have to come up with different hashtag, a song. They have to come up with who would be the actress that would play them in a biography. Just very creative and wild ideas to get the students to think about, who are these women, first of all? How would we portray their story in today's culture?
Sounds interesting.
It is.
In the background, because you can't see us, helping us today is Brian Brock, who is our sound engineer. And he is very gestural. And when you mentioned something about who would be playing it, I know Brian, I bet Brian is very theatrical, is really very talented. And I bet he could even play...
Mother Teresa of Calcutta.
I was asking you earlier, of all these women that you may be featuring, or maybe for yourself, if you were doing the same activity, who are these women that you would provide an example for or create these this imaginative stories and storyline or even a movie?
But we try to put them into categories. So there's the biblical women that we brought forward, and my favorite is always the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, And so those we have several names in that category. Then we have historical women. And so we have Rosa Parks. We have Dorothy Day. We have some other very strong women who dared to love as Jesus loved. My favorite, partly because she's part of my religious community, she's a school sister of Notre Dame, is Blessed Antonina, who was a Polish sister that was arrested in World War II and imprisoned. But because of her kindness to the other prisoners and in the concentration camp, they beat her severely, but she never retaliated. She always responded with kindness and simplicity and goodness, and she would share what little food she had. She's a great example for me. Once she was released, she died 2 days later after she was released, but for me, it's that never responding with violence when violence is done unto you. Just a real good role model for me, because sometimes my temper may get a little short. Let's be that way. And then the other woman that who is living. We also talk about a category of women in today's society who are still living, but are also witnessing to that lifestyle of service and love. And one of them is actually she's a lay woman. She's a lay missionary. And she's a doctor. She got her doctorate degree, her MD, but she did not want to practice in the U.S. She did not want to make a lot of money. So she is practicing in South Sudan. And is the only clinic, the only opportunity for people to have any medical care at all. And so it's that wonderful opportunity to, she's Dr. Susan Nagel. And it's like you don't have to be in a religious necessarily to be of service or to do God's work. You can be a laywoman, but it's that passion, it's that vision, and it's that willing to risk, that willingness to try something and dare to love.
I think that's very useful, because at this day and age, at present, with all the challenges that we have, and sometimes the very leaders that we look up to have failed us, what about those that may not be publicly hailed as quote-unquote leaders, but actually are leaders on their own way of living out what is the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and how to really become a prayer just by the way that they live their lives. And it's just amazing how very ordinary people can do that for us. So I really love that program. I think you just gave us an idea for another cover.
Great. We're always looking for ideas.
So we will continue with this because we have. There's one more person that I would like to ask you about.
Sure.
So why don't we take a break at this point, and then we will continue with this conversation. Thank you.
And you guide me
faithfully to find a home in you. Here I am. Did I hear you call my name? Here I am as you will. Speak, my God. I am ready to begin. Here
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll take you to the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont, where more than 2,000 Catholics shared the message of evangelization. And we'll visit with two priests who are playing key roles in the ongoing Renew My Church process.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100. Here's an important message about Catholic schools from Cardinal Blaise Cupich and Loyola Ramblers Chaplain Sister Jean.
Sister Jean and I have something in common, a Catholic education, and we were both educated by the sisters.
It was the best education I could ever get, based on faith, values, and respect for people of all backgrounds.
Now the sisters are passing the baton on to us to make sure that all children have a chance at Catholic school education. A new tax credit scholarship program here in Illinois offers needs-based scholarships to non-public school students. But the scholarships need to be funded.
As you know, my scouting reports are quite good, and I can tell you that donors will get a 75% state tax credit. That's a win-win for you and for students who receive the gift of a Catholic education.
To find out how to donate, go to archchicago.org. Sister Jean and I thank you for supporting our Catholic schools.
Cardinal, that's a slam dunk.
I found in you
a love that dwells in all of your creation.
Sometimes I wonder what tomorrow brings. Give me the grace to love and to be faithful, to be more like you.
Welcome back to Dare to Love. This is again Sister Lavina
and Sister Mary Kay Brooks.
And we have been talking about a program that Sister Mary Kay is holding for young women as a retreat in St. Louis. Is that correct?
That's correct. At our high school, Notre Dame High School in St. Louis.
And we started talking about in honor of All Saints Day and all the saints in our lives, whether it's a woman who has dared to love, men and women who mm-hmm. have dared to love, and now we proclaim saints with a big S and a small S, mm-hmm. and those that you wouldn't ever think because of their ordinariness that they are saints. Mm-hmm. They're mm-hmm. really heroes of our time. Now we've talked about, let's say Ruth and Naomi, and of course Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, mm-hmm. as our main big saints, mm-hmm. That's always an inspiration to us. But at the same time, those who are not even religious, a laywoman, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any others that is your favorite?
There were two others, a Sister Anne Gray, who is a Columban sister, and Sister Helene O'Sullivan, who is a Mary Noel missionary, who just do ordinary things. And that's what the piece about called to sainthood is. We're called to be holy. We're called to do our very best in the little things of every day. And these two sisters who were in Hong Kong realized that there needed to be someone who would respond to the needs of women who were trafficked, and just very simply had a pot of tea and some cookies on a table outside of their home so that they could offer hospitality. And eventually, slowly, the women responded and came to tell their stories, and then they could find different social services, different ways to attend to their needs and try to help them. When you're trapped in trafficking, it's not a choice you made. You got caught in it for one reason or another, and you need help to get out, if you can even get out. And so just their simplicity in responding to a human need to love another person by offering them warm tea, hot tea, and some maybe warm soup. How that can be a call to holiness and eventually a call to sainthood.
Right. That really is something that, when you think about it, we look at the finished product,
mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm Franciscan. You look at St. Francis, like, there's no way I could ever be like that. Mm-hmm. But we are not called to be them. We are called to follow in their footsteps according to who we are. Mm-hmm. But that also is transformative, because what you do now, the risks that you take out of by the grace of God and the blessings that we are given, out of who we are and how we can contribute day to day, and when we seize the moment and the opportunities, that's how it happens.
Right. How do you open yourself in prayer to see the moment before you as it unfolds? Sometimes we're so busy about ourselves and our own lives, we don't see the need right in front of us. And if we can get to a place in our own hearts where we start looking and we're open to seeing, it'll be a great opportunity, and all of us will be saints, whether it's a big S or a little S. So
okay.
We've got a few other things we want to talk about quickly.
So we just want to make sure that you knew about, in relationship with the Synod, and also the Encuentro. Actually, last week there was a live streamed discussion on what was going on with the Synod. And Paul Jarzembowski from USCCB, along with Iconi, and I'm sorry, I don't have her last name from this Facebook event that they did. And I joined the chat and asked, so how does USCCB plan to integrate Encuentro and Synod 2018, you know, for at least for the United States, for us concerned? And they said easily, you know, from the National Dialogue, and their website is nationaldialogue.info, and dialogue is spelled DIALOGUE. So nationaldialogue.info is where they are engaging all the leaders, young people and adults alike, to come together and have a reflection and engage a diverse group, so that, and also with a variety of settings, organizations, and it will have a specific context of having, you know, movements, conferences, universities, resource organization, national organization, local organizations, archdioceses, churches, parishes, et cetera, et cetera. Those who participate will then have that whole dialogue together, so that listening to our youth will
That's
happen.
Great.
Right.
It's going to be great.
The last thing is also a shout out to those who are interested in helping with vocation awareness. You can go to www.vocationscava.org. And you can always call me and engage me in conversation, Sister Lavina, at 312-534-5240. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. It was great to have another chance to visit.
Sometimes I wonder what this journey will bring, and you guide me faithfully to find a home in you.
The Cemetery Ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. Every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Thanks for letting us be part of your morning. Now again, Catholic Chicago.